Really disappointing. I mean, I know we've lost, I think that's six in a row now, but that one hurts a lot because, we, like you said, we've done so well coming out. We got two goals in 2 minutes and it looks like we're going on to win. And then it's just a bit sloppy. I think we've switched off and we concede from a set piece, and we can't be doing that. And we've had a chat about it after the game, and we've said to the boys, we need to stay switched on and we need to keep our heads full of set pieces. Like, we need to clear them better. And we're all just really disappointed because it looked like we were going to come back and get the win. Yeah.
All five goals coming from set pieces. I mean, what went wrong today?
I think you've just said it. It's set pieces. We just weren't good enough. We weren't big enough in the air. We weren't strong enough. And when you come to a place like Dover, where they are big and strong, it'll cost you if you like that.
What was the message at half time? Because obviously, as you said, you came out so well in the second half to get it back to 2-2.
It just weren't good enough. We conceded in 30 seconds, sloppy. And they just said at half time, it's not good enough, and we have to go out and give them a reaction. And we did, really well. It's just then we've just gone and slipped up.
From a personal perspective, you made it 2-2, your first goal in nine games. That must be certainly a positive you can take from the game today.
Yeah, definitely. I spoke to the gaffer this week, and he kind of said to me that he feels I've been defending a bit too much as a striker. He told me to be a bit more selfish and get in good position like I had been. And I listened to him, and I kind of did try and stay up a bit, and I found myself in a good position. I think someone said to me after, I think it was Sam Hatton, he said, I think that's your only clear-cut chance you've had in the last 10 games. And I said, yeah, I know, like, if it comes to me, I'll put it away. But it's nice to get a goal again and get that confidence going again.